the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Like I say, one day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess what we're preaching about. Amen. The name of Jesus. Amen. So without any further delay, we're going to ask you to welcome our own Elder Turner by saying amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to be here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God got a plan for us.
Amen.
He have a plan. We wouldn't be here if he didn't.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he has planned a job for us to do. And we're doing it. I read to build up a church slow than to build one up too fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you want to make sure, you know, who's coming up in here. You know, some people these days, they use the church, you know, coming here acting and kind of, you know, you got to know. My father said we got to be wise about who come up here. You know, they get up on the floor and shout and sound good and rob the church the first chance they get. So, yeah, you come here, want to live off the church. Every time you turn around, they knew, for some reason, they knew when the pastor a day, and they knew when the pastor had an anniversary. They knew that the people was going to raise money for the pastor on the pastor's anniversary. And my father used to put money aside, waiting for people to come, you know. So we want to be careful about who we get in here, you know. So we want this to be a powerful church. Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, set aside church. Thank you, Jesus. I was reading and I was studying a religion, you know, Baptist, you know, a religion, what they believe in. And that one part in what I was reading, they were saying John the Baptist is believed to be Jesus. Y'all hear me? That's why they called himself Baptist. When John the Baptist was born, and then when Jesus came on the scene, and then when Jesus was born, and when John the Baptist dies, he actually, the Holy Ghost that went into him was a reincarnation, some kind of stuff they had all wrote up. And it ended up that they believe that John the Baptist is really Christ. That's why they call him Baptist. And you know that just as backwards as can be. So we, you know, you gotta deal with people that come in with that kind of mind. You know, you gotta be worried up and know how to attack, you know, these thoughts and kind of. But it's something here for us here in Clear Lake. We're not just here, huh? We're not just here. It's a reason from God. Sometimes He preserved people, you know, for what He got planned. And I really believe that we are being preserved for the time being until He get ready. Thank you, Jesus. So y'all just keep praying. We're gonna be all right. We're having a good time here, huh? Don't you think we praising the Lord?
Amen.
I mean, the church might not be full, but that's all right. I'm gonna act like I am now, and then I'm gonna act the same when the church gets full, huh? When the people come in, you know, people gonna come, people gonna go, people are slowful, you know, people gonna be, you know, they're going to come and they're going to stop. And the first thing something happened to them, they're going to come. You know, so we got to know how to deal with them. Know how to deal with the people. That, you know, we got baptized. We baptized people, you know, and things that they just didn't let go. You know, they let the devil just attack people. And if people won't let you help them, thank you, Jesus. So we doing all right. Hilltop is going to be okay. I don't see us here. I put it like that. I don't see us here. This is our stumping ground. This is our starting point. But God going to put us down where the people is. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing that attract people, that is food.
Yes.
Food will attract people. Thank you, G. They don't mean no harm. They're just human. You know, just like me. Food attract me, too. Thank you, G. Hallelujah. Somebody got an apple pie, I'll be there for, you know, some chicken, fried chicken. I love fried chicken, baked chicken. Huh? That it works. Even God used it. Huh?
Yes.
He fed the people. Got their attention. Got their attention. Preached to them. Thank you, G. And that's how it all, he said, a poor you will have with you always. Always remember that. The poor you will have with you always. He guarantees that poor folks is always going to be around the church.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. You can be poor and saved, too. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, some of us need to be poor. Thank you, Jesus. Once we get some money in our pocket and get some cash and stuff, you know, you forget about Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh? So sometimes God won't let you have no money because you're going to get beside yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if I would. I spend it all. I just spend it all. I'll be happy. Just as long as I pay all my bills off and be free and stuff. Well, what's the use of having millions of dollars in the bank? Rich folks is not happy. You know why they not happy? Why they not happy? They spend most of their life worrying about their money.
Take somebody, gonna take them,
rob them, take them, you know, gonna clean their bank account out. Now, you want to live like that? Nah, I don't want to live like that. Lord, as long as my house is paid for, I ain't got no bills, I'll be happy.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll be happy. I give my life over to the Lord full time, 24 hours a day. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, I get a message from the Lord, and sometimes I say, Lord, I preached that already. That's all right. It's what I want you to do. And I try to go find some other scripture, you know.
Amen.
You know, other than what the Lord want me to preach, and he'd lead me right back to where he want me to preach.
Amen.
I preached that. I look at my book, in my notes, not in my notes, but he want me to preach. But, you know, I want to let y'all know, I did not call Pastor Frank. I didn't call him on the phone, and I didn't say, Pat Frank, I'm going to preach this today. Huh? I'm
Amen.
Preaching. This he is did. My message. I ain't called him. I ain't called him. He ain't said nothing. Huh? He started off even in the prayer. Huh? Y'all don't know that because me and the Lord know this. Thank you, Jesus. It must be what God wanted me to say. Then he got up here and started preaching. You asked his priest. I got the scriptures that he preached. Oh, Lord. He all over the message. Lord, you must have wanted me to preach this because Frank, are you talking to me and Frank? I thought we was buddies. You know, I thought we were friends. You done told Frank everything in his testimony. Thank you, Jesus. I just got the scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. And I said, well, all right, I'm going to go on and do it then.
Amen.
Well, my message today is going to be by being a soldier for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? A soldier. Thank you, Jesus, for Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to talk on today. Thank you to the Lord to have his way. You know, my first scripture that I have that I want to bring is 1 John 5th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And the 18th verse. It's the first scripture that the Lord gave me. He gave me a guarantee. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to do some reading in Timothy and Ephesians. Mm-hmm. He said the scripture. He went to the scripture. First John 5 and 18. Thank you, Jesus. You find that verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of who?
God.
Sin it not. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Who is he?
Jesus.
Jesus? You talking about Jesus?
Uh-huh.
And that what?
The wicked one?
Toucheth him not.
All right,
thank you,
man.
Jesus. Hallelujah. The wicked one toucheth him not. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
I like the latter part. If you in Jesus, the wicked one touches him not.
Amen.
Jesus was God.
Yeah.
God, he is God. Thank you, he's the first begotten. Thank you, Jesus. But we are in his bosom. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Which make us, a soldier in the army of the law.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The wicked one cannot touch us.
Touch us.
Thank you, Jesus. Like him answering heaven said, can't touch this. You can't
Amen.
Touch this. That's right.
Love him.
That's one thing he did. He had a message there. Can't touch this. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to 2 Timothy. Ephesians. Let's do Ephesians first. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. And I just wanted to read some in Ephesians. We start with children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is in the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye, father, provoke not your children to wrath,
right,
but bring them up in the nature, what?
Of
who? Of the Lord. He says, serving. Here we go. Serving, soldier. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be obedient to them that are your master, according to the flesh. According to the what? Thank you, Jesus. With fear and trembling. We don't have no master according to the flesh. The master we got now is the police. Like the pastor was saying, the police was trying to sneak up on him. He's telling you to honor who's over you. Thank you. That's in, according to the flesh. With fear and trembling. We don't have to fear and tremble over no man. All right? But in those days, they did have a boss who was the master. And they did honor their master with fear and trembling. Boss is coming. Boss is coming. Everybody run. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we don't do that today. And what? Singleness of what? Of your heart? As unto Christ. Now, we're talking about Jesus now. Jesus is our what?
Our boss.
Our boss.
Yeah.
Our master.
Yes,
thank
our
you,
master.
Jesus. Hallelujah. He tells us not with our service. Now, he's talking about Jesus see you anyway. It don't make no difference what you do. Jesus
right.
see you
sees.
Anyway.
Amen.
Ain't no way you're going to hide from Jesus.
That's right.
But when your boss is not around, he's talking about the flesh part. You slack off a little bit and you mess around, you know, and somebody says, boss coming. Oh, get ready. Get out. Get back to work. Here come the boss. For some reason, everybody know when the boss is coming.
That's right. Word gets
Jesus.
Out, don't
it? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We can't do that when Jesus comes, though. Huh?
See you.
That's right. He gonna make it his job that he's gonna sneak on you and catch you.
All right.
You ain't gonna sneak. You ain't gonna get by. He said, "Men pleaser, you know, pleasing the man, eye pleaser, but as the servant of the what?
Christ.
As the servant of the Lord, doing the will of God." From the what?
The heart.
What did it say?
From the heart.
From the heart.
Yes.
With good will doing service. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
As the Lord, right?
To the Lord.
And not to who? Not to man. God. When it comes to man, Jesus is the general.
That's right.
He's the top general.
That's right.
Top boss. Thank you, Jesus. Spiritually. Knowing that whatsoever good, thing, what? Any man do it. Come on. The same shall receive of the Lord, whether be bound or free. I'm getting to where I want to get to. It's
right.
coming.
Amen. Take your time.
And ye masters,
do the same thing
unto them. Forbearing,
threatening,
what?
Knowing that your master
thank you, Jesus.
Also is in heaven.
In heaven.
Either is
respect the person.
With
other words, church folks, church leaders, pastors, bishops, whoever, what kind of title you got. We supposed to be the sweetest, kindest, and the nicest person in the church.
Amen.
Some people take it, they get that backwards. I'm the pastor. You're supposed to do what I say. You know, all this, no, that's not in the Bible.
Amen.
I'm supposed to do what Jesus say. You're supposed to tell me what the Lord say. You're supposed to tell me, go get this scripture and read this scripture and come talk to me. That's your job. You ain't got no job to boss me around.
Amen.
Kick
Amen.
Me around.
Amen.
Be mean with me. Huh? That's not the pastor's job.
Amen.
That's a job of who?
The general, the boss.
The boss.
The master.
And he ain't going to kick you around and be mean to you. He's going to be loving to you. But I'm getting fine, my brother. Be strong in who?
In the Lord.
And in the what?
Power of his might.
I told you. See, I got the scriptures.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
He said, Frank said today, put on our whole armor of God.
Yes.
That ye be able to what?
Withstand against the wiles of the devil.
Didn't Frank say that a little while ago? Y'all heard, y'all had to hear him. Uh-huh. This is what the Lord gave me. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
All right now.
But against what?
Principalities.
And who?
Against powers.
Powers. And who?
The rulers of
darkness.
Of this world.
It's in the Bible. And spiritual what?
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Paul told us what? We wrestle against who?
Satan.
Not physically fighting nobody. We
right,
ain't physical.
Right.
I ain't going to the war. I ain't even going to the army for nobody. I tell them right now, I'm a soldier of Jesus Christ, and I don't believe in going out shooting nobody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we are the ones who fight against evil.
Amen.
Devil, principalities, I mean, the devil in high places. Thank you, Jesus. Wicked spirits, that is the job of the, he said, we wrestle.
Yes.
Not against flesh and blood.
Right.
And then he said, but,
huh?
He's going to tell you what we wrestle against.
Come on now.
We wrestle against the devil.
Amen.
The devil is our enemy.
Yes.
Enemy.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
He means no good to you. Tell you, there's a spiritual warfare going on
right
every
now.
Day.
Yes, there is.
24 hours a day.
Yes.
The spiritual warfare is Jesus himself and the devil fighting.
Yes.
See, Jesus, he let us make up our mind. Huh?
Hallelujah.
We got to make our mind up what we want to do. Be serious and be for real.
Amen.
That's what Jesus do. He don't make us do nothing.
Amen.
He don't make us do nothing. But
right.
The devil try to make you do something.
Yes.
Against. That's his job.
Yes.
He's working. He's when you're in the bed snoring and sleeping real good. He's standing wet. Oh, one of his wicked spirits.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
Thank you.
I don't know if you want to see it, but. He's standing over you trying to figure out.
What can I do?
How can he make
Thank you, Jesus. He's trying to figure out, how can I get this person? You know, that's his job. Thank you, Jesus. Keep on reading here. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, which is now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And having done all to stand,
yes.
You got to do all you can to stand in the wicked day, which is now. The
Amen.
Day is so wicked.
Amen.
It seemed like to me when they pass same-sex marriages, more commercials.
Hmm.
Have y'all been noticing the commercials?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
The time is so wicked, it's not gonna get no better.
No.
Thank you. But we got to stand. We got to do all we can to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt, about you what?
Truth.
With truth. And what?
Having on the breastplate
of righteousness.
Thank you. And your feet what?
Shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Above all. What?
Taking the shield
of what? Of faith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do what with it?
Wherever ye shall be able to quench all
fiery darts. This is what God gave me today. And take what?
The hammer of salvation.
And the sword of what?
Spirit.
Which is what?
The word of God.
The word of God is our sword. The reason why the Bible says the word of God Satan is going to obey the word of God. The reason why he said the word of God, because Satan, one thing he has to obey,
that's
and that
right.
is the word of God.
That's yes. right.
The name of Jesus, uh-huh. huh? And in his word, Satan is going to obey.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Satan, he pick on you, just like Hallelujah. The pastor said. He'll make you think you made a cuss word, said a cuss word. Mm-hmm. He said, and you can hear Satan talking to you. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your life every day. Every day. He'll bring old stuff way back,
and
make you think you did it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's just your power is the word of God and set him in his place.
That's right.
He's going to do it. And things that, you know, you have a dream at night, wake up and think you did something wrong.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's the devil. It's his job.
Yes, it is.
It's a warfare going on. He's trying to steal every soul he could get his name, his hand on.
Yeah, huh?
But we got the power right here in the 6th chapter of Ephesians. We got the power.
Thank you.
We got it. Thank you, Jesus. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
And what?
Watch.
And do what?
All preservation.
Preservation and supplication. Supplication.
All saints.
All saints. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. This is why all the saints need to get together. We need to pray.
Amen.
We need to pray.
Amen.
Prayer is our weapon. It makes us strong.
Yeah.
And it's going to take prayer in these evil days. It's going to take prayer because Satan, he's on a rampage.
Hallelujah.
If anybody know about the coming of Christ, it's the devil.
Yes.
Hmm?
Amen.
It's the devil.
Yes.
He know when we read in the Sunday school lesson how many about the prophecies,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Yeah,
he got those prophecies down to the care. He know exactly how many prophecies that is left to be fulfilled.
Amen.
He know, but if he could slick everybody, this world, you know, even if being a saint of God, if you go out there and want to go out there and witness and testify out there and preach out there, these people are so wicked they might shoot you. Shut up. I'm going to talk that stuff. Huh? Shoot you. Bullets just come to you and go that way. Huh? Hallelujah. You know why? Huh? I have the armor of Christ.
Right.
The wicked man cannot do what?
Touch you.
Touch you.
Okay, touch you.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to keep the faith. Thank you, Jesus. Right here in Ephesians, Timothy 2. Thank you, Jesus. This is the message that God want us to teach and want us to preach to each other first. Thank you. When you get, repent of your sins, and when you go down in the water in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when you come out of the water, you are brand new.
Yes.
Huh? Your sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
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 When you come out of that water, you are clean. You are a newborn baby, spiritually. Your body might be old. It might be 72. What was it? 70 what? 76. Woo, Lord. I lost count. You might feel like you up in age, huh? But when you go down in that water, your spirit, your soul is a newborn baby.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Soldier. Thank you, Jesus. Soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you become a soldier, they don't throw you out in the field.
No.
To get you a gun.
No.
Don't show you how to use the gun.
Uh-uh.
They don't show you how to survive. In 6 months, they send you to boot camp.
That's right.
Huh?
Train you.
And boot camp.
Yeah.
And then when you're good enough, all right, I want to send you to the front line. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? It's the same way with Jesus.
Amen.
When you become a newborn baby, thank you, Jesus. Get the Holy Ghost as soon as you can.
Yeah.
If you don't get it as soon as you can, seek it. Thank you, Jesus. When you come up new out of that water, everything is new.
Yes.
All things in your life, past, you're brand new. Thank you, Jesus. You need the help of the Lord, and that is the armor of Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We just read that, didn't we?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It said, thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord. Y'all hear that? Come on. Say, be strong.
Be strong.
In the what?
In the Lord.
In the grace that is
in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. This is very important for all of us. Not just for me, for everybody that's in the building. Thank you, Jesus. You got to be strong in the Lord, and don't let the devil trick you.
Amen.
Don't. He knows. Satan know how a Christian is supposed to live, act, and be.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it. And he going to do everything opposite from what you should be. That's right, when a person come out of the water in Jesus' name,
mm-hmm.
he attacks them right now. He attacks. That's right. Get the Holy Ghost. Keep on seeking for the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Call on Jesus. Something. If you don't have it, that means it's something in your life blocking the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will not dwell, in what?
An unclean.
That stops the Holy Ghost from coming in. So you gotta ask the Lord, whatever it is, Jesus, there's something in my way.
Yes.
I don't go to the Lord and say, I need more Holy Ghost.
Take it out,
I need more Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I need more gasoline. That's the way I am. You got to be strong. And what's gonna make you strong is the Spirit of the Lord inside you.
Amen.
Dwelling in your body along with your soul. Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Jesus called it the what? He called it something else. The Comforter. Those are the words of the Lord. The Bible said that the Word of God is faithful and true.
Yes.
And he said he's going to send us the Holy Ghost to dwell inside us. You know why? Know why he had to do that? He had to do that because he knew we couldn't stand by ourselves.
All right.
He wasn't going to do that to us. Jesus was not going to do that to us. He wasn't going to let us go down in his name and be free from sin and then let you go on, say, well, you just go on that. No. He said, I will send you the Comforter for a reason. He told the disciples and all the people that was in the upper room, I'm going to send you the Comforter. And on the day of Pentecost, the Comforter came.
Yes, he did.
As a rushing mighty wind.
Yes.
Now, don't get confused about the rushing mighty wind. It ain't going to happen like that with everybody.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will enter you totally individually.
Amen.
It could come in a harsh spirit. It could come in a sweet spirit. One thing you know you will receive it.
Amen.
You know it. Thank you, Jesus. This is the only way we're going to be strong. I can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I can't fight Satan by myself.
That's right.
I'm a soldier.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. I can't fight it by myself. He said, and the things that what?
Thou
have heard of me, talking about Paul.
Among many witnesses.
Same commitment.
To faithful men.
Hallelujah.
Who shall be able to teach you.
He said, thou what, therefore? That's one of the first things Satan's going to attack you with.
Yes.
Hardness.
Yes. You don't have to do that.
Hardness, yes.
He'll
make your life miserable. Satan will make your life miserable.
Yes.
But see, when you got the Holy Ghost, you got the power, the whole armor of Christ, can't touch it.
All right.
The wicked one is 24 hours a day. Thank you, Jesus. Can't touch you. Thank you, Jesus. Where was I?
Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier
as a who?
Of Jesus Christ.
As a who?
A good soldier.
A who?
A good soldier of Jesus.
When you go down in the water, and see, when you go to the natural soldier, he got to, prove himself to his sergeant. And then when sergeant, got to prove himself to his captain. And all the ranks and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you prove yourself, when you go down in the water in Jesus' name and come out, you are a soldier.
Hallelujah.
You're a soldier in the army of who?
The Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You saw automatic. That's how you become a soldier for God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And said, no, what?
Man that Lord entangled himself with the affairs of this life.
I'm not saying this, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again.
no man that warreth entangles himself
with the affairs of this life.
We cannot. A soldier, a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not entangle himself, herself, or whoever with the affairs of this life. This is what he's saying, being sanctified. All
right.
Sanctified soldier. Hello, I'm a sanctified soldier.
Yeah.
Y'all know the song? I'm a soldier, I'm a sanctified soldier.
Yeah.
So, sanctified means what?
Set aside.
Separate. We are separated from the world. Once you go down in Jesus' name.
Come on.
See, this is why a lot of people just don't want to, you know, they go as far as being going down in Jesus' name. They come up, I gotta give up this. I gotta give up that.
Yes.
I mean, I can't do this. And you're a soldier. You got to give the world completely up.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. To meet the criteria. Of a soldier of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Did I finish that verse? That he may please who?
Who has chosen
him. Who chose us?
Jesus.
Begot us.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. God begot Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus begot us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chose us.
Yes.
Do you know how many people is going to be lost?
Amen.
Do you know?
Amen.
There is going to be, I can't even say the number. I can't tell you 10 million, 10 billion. I can't tell you. But Jesus himself said hell has got to enlarge itself.
Yeah.
That's a hint to me.
Be a lot of
that's a hint. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is.
Amen.
And I'm a soldier in his army.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He chose us. Thank you, Jesus. And if a man also strive for what?
Mastery.
To be perfect. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Yet is he not what?
Crowned.
He crowned, get a reward.
Amen.
Except he strive lawfully. Uh-huh. Do it right. Do it according to the word of God. Do it according to the book.
Amen.
Thank you. The husbandman that labor must be what?
First partakers of the fruit.
Of the fruit. You got to go out and do some work. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And consider what?
I say.
And
Lord.
And the Lord.
Give thee understanding. Give
you understanding. Did you hear what I say? See, once you get into Jesus, go down in Jesus' name. Get the Holy Ghost as fast as you can. We experienced some people that went down in Jesus' name, but when they came up, they just could not give the cigarettes up. That's one of the things. You got to give up all that stuff.
Give it up. All
drop it. You brand new. Don't start all over with God.
Yeah. Don't do none of that.
When you go down a while, you come up, you want to go the spiritual way.
Yeah.
All the way spiritual.
Yeah.
But when you said, I can't get rid of my cigarettes, I can't give this up. I can't get away my drinking. I can't get away. That's just common stuff I'm talking about. It's all other stuff.
Amen.
I can't name every sin that is.
Amen.
We'd be here a long time if I did that. But you got to immediately seek for the power of God.
Amen.
So Satan won't drag you back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But see, when she came out of the water and went back out there and smoked a cigarette, you know, that's brand new. I just use it for example. It's new. Thanks. Anything you do after you baptize in Jesus' name is new.
Yes.
Other words, in the beginning, when Adam, and Adam caused all of us to be sinners.
Yeah.
Way back then, when Jesus came, died on the cross, rose again, and then when the saints received the Holy Ghost and the baptism in Jesus' name, that's the door that got us back with Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That got us back.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. See, the Holy Ghost is just what the Bible said. It's a gift.
Hallelujah.
Did I catch that?
It's a gift.
It's a gift. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is not what saved you. Don't let me tangle y'all up now. Y'all get what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is not what saved you. The baptism in Jesus' name is what saved you.
All right.
It made you. When you do that, you come up, you back to Adam's.
Amen.
When Adam was first created
Amen.
With God, the baptisms Take us all the way back in the beginning.
That's plain.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, when you go down in Jesus' name, you come up, you brand new. Yeah. Don't make no difference what somebody tried to say. They even tried to say Paul was an evildoer because he was preaching and doing all that. He kept on went on and preaching the word of God.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say, once you will go down in Jesus' name, you come up, you brand new in the sight of who?
God.
And God is the only power to do what?
To
satisfy. Huh? Jesus is the only power to satisfy.
All right. Amen.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He's the only one. I'm not here to satisfy the bishop. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Amen.
The Pope. We talk about the Pope and all that stuff. I'm here to satisfy Jesus and Him only.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. The state of mind that Jesus wants us in after we come out of that water, huh? A brand new person.
Yes.
You're brand new. You're a baby. You're a new baby to Jesus. Huh? And the only power that we worship, pray, bow down to is Jesus.
Amen.
Not no statue, not no picture on the wall. Talking about that's Jesus? None. We do not worship nobody else but Jesus.
Yes.
And that's why He gave us a name to call Him.
Yes.
See, we didn't have a name to call Him. But see, He fixed it, huh? So it won't be no confusion.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
nobody's
right.
Gonna be confused. My name is Jesus.
Jesus.
And when you come out of that water, you're brand new. Whatever you do in the sight of God after you come out of the water is new.
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 The Bible said all things become
new. Hallelujah.
Good or bad.
Amen.
All right. So we want to put ourselves in a position to continue to do everything righteous.
Yes.
So, you know, God, He's so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is an added gift from God.
Yeah.
Somebody said, when you go down the water, you come out, you're supposed to have the Holy Ghost come out. It don't happen that way with everybody. You know why it didn't happen that way? I got Bible proof. It don't happen that way. Because Paul had to go to the church and ask them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Huh? Everybody that come out of the water ain't going to receive the Holy Ghost right now.
Amen.
It could be something little in their life that's blocking the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Long as that little something is in you, the Holy Ghost is not going to enter.
Amen.
Until you come and turn with God, whatever it is, and stop it, don't do it no more, then the Holy Ghost, I guarantee you,
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is going to enter.
That's right.
You know why? God promised it. He said, I'm going to send you the Comforter. He's not going to let you be a soldier and send you out there in the world and let the devil tag you up.
Yes.
The devil would tag you up.
That's right.
Spit
That's
you
right.
out. Huh?
That's right.
He'll mess you up. Mess your mind up. Huh? He'll get you.
Amen.
But God ain't going to let that happen. That's why He gave us the Holy Ghost. I'm a soldier in the army of who?
The Lord.
Where was I? God done took me away somewhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Did what? What did it say? Where was I?
Eight.
Verse 8.
Remember.
This is what I was talking about. He give you all understanding. He said, he give the understanding and all and Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Y'all hear me? Once you get in that serious mode about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
24 hours a day, Jesus, huh?
Jesus.
God will show you things that nobody else would know. He did it to Peter.
Yes.
And Peter didn't even receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes. Huh? Remember the time I told him he took Peter aside?
Yes.
And the brother was following him, huh? Brother Luke.
Yeah.
And Peter got upset. What he want? I want to be with you all along. I don't want nobody with you. I just want me and you, Jesus. Come on, me and you. Jesus said, mind your business. Huh? I want him to come. Huh? Because he knew he was the writer.
Amen.
He wanted him to write it down.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And he took Peter. This was before Peter received the Holy Ghost. And he told Peter some things. Huh? He told and showed Peter some things, and he said it's so much that it won't fit in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And they, right now, they find in all of those Gospels, they find that I heard on one of the programs, they found the Gospel of, Philip, Gospel of Philip, Thomas, the disciples that is not part of the Gospels. They find in those scrolls.
Amen.
And I hope they don't keep them to themselves.
Uh-huh.
And one of the scrolls they read, well, one of the apostles or one of the disciples said, when you get into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, huh, and all that the God will show you, you'll never taste death. One of the apostles said that in the scrolls that they found, that it was written by one of the disciples. Thanks, Jesus. This is what Jesus would do. He would show you things to come. He'll show you things that's going to be, and he'll even give you a little glimpse of heaven.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus, huh? This is what it takes about to be a soldier for who?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein I suffer
trouble
as an evildoer. Y'all hear? As an evildoer. But what did he say?
Even unto the
bond. But the word of God is what?
Not bound.
Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. That what? That they have attained the salvation which is in Christ, which is eternal. Y'all hear? Y'all reading this? This is really, really, really important. It is a faithful sin, for if y'all hear that?
Amen.
How is we dead with Christ?
Dead to ourselves.
Huh?
Dead to sin.
How do we become dead to sin?
Baptized
in Jesus' name. You got to catch that? You got to write that down. This is good stuff. Baptized in Jesus' name. You did the same thing when Jesus was put down in the tomb.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It was the reason why he was put down in the tomb. Thank you, Jesus. It was the reason why he resurrected. Huh? It was a symbolic of the baptism of Jesus' name.
Amen.
We had to be buried.
Amen.
The water was the dirt that buried us when we went down.
Amen.
They weren't going to dig a dirt hole and 6 feet deep and then throw you in there and then dig you back up. Huh? Jesus used water.
Amen.
Instead, that's three that bear witness in earth. Who is that?
Water.
Uh-huh.
Blood.
The blood.
Water.
Uh-huh.
The blood.
Uh-huh. Holy Ghost, Spirit.
Okay. All right, I see it.
Thank you, Jesus. The water, the blood, and the Spirit.
And the Spirit.
Get witness to what? On earth.
That's on earth.
Earth. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the symbolic of being buried, dead, huh? You come out of that water, huh? What's it going to say? You're dead what?
With
him. With
him.
Thank you, Jesus. You're dead to this world.
Uh-huh.
Huh? You no longer belong to this world. Yeah. We here because we waiting on Jesus.
Yeah.
But we dead to this world and what this world is. We got to get up and go to work. God know that. We got to go get some groceries every once in a while and get some food to eat. Thank you, Jesus. We know that. But anything else that's contrary to Jesus, we are dead to it.
Right.
We shall also live with him. That's a promise. Thank you, Jesus. If we suffer, we shall also reign with who?
With him.
If we deny him, what's going to happen?
He's
going to deny us. Never deny Jesus, wherever you do. I got Jesus, and then until he come. Thank you, Jesus. If we believe not, yet what? He'll still be with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Then again,
he cannot deny himself.
Thank you, Jesus. Of these things, put them what? And remember, charging them to be what?
Before the Lord.
Before the Lord.
They strive.
Uh-huh.
To no profit.
Did I say?
Burning of the hearers.
You see, he said, strive with what in the word with, to what?
Not about words to no profit.
No profit. Thank you. Y'all listen to that now. Did the Bible tell us the main thing we got to do to keep us strong to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that what?
Is worthy of his
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Need not be ashamed. Come on now. Rightly divide the word of God, the word of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. We are the armor of God is sacred. Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Sacred. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. We got to have that gift of God. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's going to sustain us. The Holy Ghost speaks to us. When Satan comes to your mind and you know it's wrong,
uh-huh.
The Holy Ghost will help you fight Satan off of you.
Yeah. Yes.
You can say, in the name of Jesus, I command you, in the name of Jesus, get away from me. Huh? Resist the devil, he'll do what?
He'll flee from you.
He will leave you and flee. He will not stand. He can't. That's why we got to be spiritual, powerfully spiritual here. And so when people start coming in the church, we want to be ready.
Amen.
Thank you. I don't want no spirit jumping off on me.
Amen.
No. Thank you, Jesus. They will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It said, don't be quickly to what? Lay hands on anybody. You got to be prayed up.
Amen.
Fasted up. Make sure that you got the power of God inside you, the Holy Ghost inside you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus, so no spirit jump on you. Every day, the devil seek to snatch you from Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He don't too much worry about the ones that he already got. Because he got them.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. But the ones he got, we need to steal them from him.
Amen.
That's our job. That's what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
Anybody that's not saved, baptized in Jesus' name, huh, is blown to the devil.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God still love them. Thank you, Jesus. But they're not part of God. So just like the devil want to snatch a saint away from the God, we want to snatch a sinner from the devil.
The devil.
Everybody was born in sin. No excuse. I don't care how good a person is. I never cuss. I never smoke. I never drink. Ain't kill nobody. Ain't did. I'm an all around good person. But you was born a sinner.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
You still have to go the same route that all of us went.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, the time is winding up. It's winding up. It's, you know, so be thankful that God chose you. You're chosen of Jesus. He chose you. Thank you, Jesus. You're here for a reason. And every moment, the devil would love to come in here and snatch me from Jesus.
Amen.
He even try to kill me if he can. Mm. See, he ain't going to kill me, try to kill me, because that won't do him no good. Huh? Did y'all catch that?
All right, yeah.
If he try to kill me, he won't do him no good. But if I was out of the will of God.
Yes, at that time,
huh?
At the moment.
Uh-huh. Mm. Thank you, Jesus, huh? Anything could happen.
Hallelujah.
To snatch your soul. But as long as I'm standing up for Jesus and living for Jesus, it's a job.
Yes.
It's a 24-hour job. Ain't nobody perfect.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You subject to error.
Yes.
If you err, or do wrong, or do something wrong, you as long as your breath, you still breathing, the blood is in your vein, Pastor, huh?
Yes.
You got a chance to repent.
Amen.
That's why David said, Lord, give me a what heart?
Clean heart.
Clean heart.
And you know what?
Renew a right spirit within me.
What happened to the repentant?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
He asked the Lord to give me a repentant.
Repentance, yes.
All the time. Paul told us to do what?
Die daily. Yes.
You know why he said that? Why he said that? Come on. Exactly. Huh? Long as you in this flesh, you subject to error. Saints make mistakes. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Pastors make mistakes.
Amen.
Bishops make mistakes.
Amen.
The in the flesh, you gonna make a mistake.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nobody can stand up and say, I'm so perfect, I'm ready to go to heaven right now. God can take it right now. No. As long as you're in this flesh, Paul said, wherever he go, he does do good. He said, what is there? Evil is present.
Yeah.
I go to do good. The devil is everywhere I go.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He would like to come in here and bust this church up.
Yes, he would.
Y'all crazy. You ain't finna have nothing. The devil would like that. Yo, but that's his job.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen?
The devil shall not prevail.
Yes, we aren't going to let him. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to be here until the end part. I want to see the growth.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But he'd like to bust us up. Get inside each one of us. But we in the flesh.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't say the devil can't do this to me. The devil can't. Yes, he can.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You just got to have the mind of what?
Christ.
Nah, and what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. And what?
The armor
and what?
The word.
Are we repenting? Spirit.
Repentance. Amen.
That's why he said David was a man of his own heart. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Because David had a repenting spirit.
Yes.
He did some things against God when he was a king and everything. And God said he was his favorite person in the whole world.
Yes, he did a lot.
He's a man after my own heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He was in the flesh.
Yeah.
And see, that's why we got to have the armor of God.
Yes.
You work on it. We have every day, we have to work on the armor, the protection that we have from Jesus. See, the Holy Ghost ain't going to leave you all of a sudden.
That's right.
It's the Holy Ghost are lingering there talking to you. You just got to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me talking to you? Do you hear me? Huh? All you got to do, yes, I hear you. Lord, I repent. God going to hear you. Huh?
Amen.
As long as you have them blaspheme against God, God is going to hear you.
Amen.
You got a chance.
That's right.
Straighten it out. I had things in my life I had to straighten out too.
Hallelujah.